Ken and Deb Zaroski and their three kids, 18-year-old Tristan, 15-year-old Haley, and 7-year-old Ian, aren't a very serious bunch overall. On a recent afternoon, there was a lot of good-natured ribbing going on around the dining room table of their Squirrel Hill home.
Well, I'm going to start out with the cards because I'm the head hog. Because I'm the head hog. And then Dad's going to be the butt hog.
What?
But one thing they are serious about is games. Tristan is a freshman computer science major at Pitt Greensburg.
It gets pretty vicious when we've played a few rounds.
No, you don't.
And people start like, watching when people switch cards and stuff, and like feeding them cards.
They were playing a card game called Oink. In the game, you're trying to get four of a kind of these pig cards. They're all puns like Pigasus and Picasso. Cards get passed around the table from one person to the next until somebody yells Oink, which means they got four of a kind. Then everybody rushes to grab a little plastic pig in the middle of the table. If you don't get a pig, you get an O, and whoever spells Oink first loses.
Oink.
But as it turns out, there was more than just teasing and friendly competition happening around that table.
So the first thing is just the value of having everybody together.
That's Ernie Detour, known to some as the Play Guy in Pittsburgh.
I'm the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children's Play Content Expert, and I'm also a visiting professor of early childhood education at Duquesne University.
Detour's been studying play for the last 20 years, and he says the research is clear. Play is learning.
We know that children play naturally and that they learn from that play naturally.
It starts with babies and sensory play, a lot of putting things in mouths and exploring objects. As children get older, it's dramatic, imaginative play, pretending to be lions, pilots, or ballerinas.
And at around 7, 8, or 9 is when children really get interested in games with rules.
Games with rules can provide opportunities for parents to model and for children to practice very specific skills.
Look at the social-emotional value and things that require playing with someone, like cooperation, sharing, turn-taking. The ability to see someone else's perspective.
And of course, there's a lot of cognitive development happening when kids play games with rules, especially when the games involve counting.
The research is pretty clear now on board games that if you play them 4 times a week, that you can make gains in numeral identification, counting, number line estimation, and number magnitude, like compare which one is more.
The work Detour is talking about was done with preschoolers. Other studies show that early development of math skills strongly correlates with success in math later on in middle school and even in high school.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
4-year-old Lila Barber likes to play games with her parents Robin and Aaron and her siblings Zachary and Maddie.
Often it's about what's fun, but we have noticed an improvement with counting. The kids know their counting, they know their colors. It's great for their memory. Lila and I love to play memory together.
They also like to play Parcheesi as a family.
We never let them win, but we applaud them when they are good winners as well. And good not winners.
Robin's not lying. Recently, she double blockaded her son and effectively prevented him from having a turn for about 5 minutes.
Mom, can you just like?
Eventually, I'm going to have to move that blockade.
Mom's going to eventually have to move the blockade.
But that doesn't mean Robin doesn't try to help 7-year-old Zachary win. She asks him questions about his strategy to get him to talk through his thought process.
If they choose to do it a different way, that's up to them, but I want them to know how we think, too, when we play, so that they can make those informed decisions. And I think that's, of course, helpful in life as well, to think about what you're going to do and why you're doing it instead of just going ahead and doing something.
The element of strategy is a huge developmental bonus to playing games with rules, according to Duquesne's Detour. He says you can help a child learn critical thinking skills by asking her about the choices she's making. And that's why playing games as a family is a unique learning experience, because kids generally don't ask each other about strategy when they're playing. Deb Zaroski says she quizzes her 7-year-old son Ian about his strategy when they're playing Mancala.
Why are you letting so many stones collect in this one dish? Because you're going to have to give me stones if you do that. And he talks about what he's thinking and about the way he's planning his whole approach, and he has beat me frequently in that game. It surprises me, actually, because I think I'm this awesome Aunt Call player, right? But he has a strategy, and he can articulate it quite well.
Researchers say games are a natural way to build critical thinking skills because kids don't even realize it's happening. At times, that might hold true for parents as well.
I think just family time and being together is probably the most important thing for me. If they learn something, great, but just being together and seeing each other and having conversations, whether it's about the game or what we did that day, I think it's a good something to do that around.
Deb Zarosky agrees with the Barbers.
Well, you know, it's togetherness time with them. I don't get a lot of time with them where I'm not yelling at them to do things. So having some opportunity to play a game, it's fun, it's bonding time. Sometimes when they were little, it's really sort of a learning opportunity. And for me, it's just fun.
But Ernie Detour worries that kids aren't playing enough, and as a result, they're suffering some developmental delays. A 2010 study showed that kids are becoming less creative. Another study coined the term problem-solving deficit disorder.
There's a decline in creativity, decline in problem-solving. There's also a commensurate decline in family time. So I always ask my students, you know, what are some of the memories you have of you playing board games or card games at night, and everybody invariably smiles. The whole room lights up because there are such good memories.
Believe it or not, Haley and Ian Zarosky both said they like playing games with their family more than with their friends. And all the kids in the story were excited to be playing games with their parents. Maybe that's what makes family game night such a great developmental opportunity for children. They're learning without realizing it's happening. So tonight, think about sitting down at the table for a family game of Parcheesi or Clue. You and your kids just might learn something.
I'm just saying. I think it could be.
Of course, it's the lavatory.
No, it's.
I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.
With Miss. Professor Pop.
Miss.